These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
But good morning, students. I'm Michelle Baber.
I'm Lauren Davis.
And we have a very special guest today, content creator, pop culture news queen Erica Maggs is joining us today. We are so excited to have a bonus episode all what's going on in the latest pop culture. Welcome, Erica. Thank you for doing our show. Oh,
thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk to you guys today.
We're super excited to talk to you. So, I mean, there's just like so much going on. I don't even know where to start, but I don't want to start with the sad stuff.
I know. There's so much sad stuff.
Okay.
It's hard.
Now, because we are all women of a particular age, a wise woman once said, it was Wendy Williams, and I love her.
I love Wendy Williams.
Right? Mm-hmm. How you doing? Mm-hmm. You just did a TikTok, so this like really piqued my interest because I'm old, but not saying that you are. You could have just been.
No, I am. I'm 40.
Oh, me too.
You look great, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's your injector?
No, I don't have one.
Her name's Erica. And she's at Club Inject in Dallas. Not sponsored.
Dallas.
No, you did a TikTok about Hey Dude. So I didn't even know that. Remember the show Hey Dude, Lauren?
I love Hey Dude.
Yeah.
Brad,
with Christine Taylor.
It was very formative to me sexually.
Yeah. You had a crush on Brad. Yeah. Everybody had a crush on Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone had a crush on Brad. That was our introduction to her, too. Ben Stiller's wife, who's like the girl in Dodgeball, the girl in.
And then she also did the Brady Bunch. She was, you know, Marsha. And that's basically it.
Brad has a podcast with her.
Really?
My God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have a podcast. It's called Hey Dude, the 90s called. And I'm not like a regular listener or anything, but somebody had sent me like a little, knowing that I loved Hey Dude as a kid, sent me like a little reel of them saying like they were going to have a live show. So I was like, oh, perfect. I love talking about TV and movies. So like, I'll watch it and I'll like report back. I didn't know they were selling tickets. So I just like, I saw that and I was like, wrote it down on my calendar. I'm like, cool, I'll go on YouTube and I'll watch. But apparently like people bought tickets.
My God.
And when I logged in, I guess the people who bought tickets, the link wasn't working for them. And like, I didn't buy shit. And I logged in and was just like fully watching it. And everybody was like, I'm waste of $4. You guys ripped us off. So like the whole comment section the whole time, instead of being like cool, nostalgic, was like, everyone was just like fighting.
Everyone's like literally like, hey, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
Beautiful memories.
Their audio sucked. Their audio sucks so bad. You couldn't hear half the shit they were saying. I was like, what is this?
They couldn't get the same guys from Nickelodeon that held the boom and stuff to do their live show.
Ben Stiller, the Severance team, you know?
Yeah. Right. What does he do? Like, are they shooting Severance right now?
I don't know. Because I'm not sure. Also, like, he wasn't there or anything.
He wasn't there.
He should have been, though. Maybe they would have drawn a crowd.
I wonder. Yeah, because. Yeah, are they? They're back together again. Remember, they kind of they said that
they
were divorced
during the pandemic.
Yeah, I don't think they ever actually were divorced. I guess they've just separated and now they're together again.
Yeah, they're back
and he's directing Severance and she's doing bad audio.
Right about this, but I'm pretty sure he was like, yeah, like we separated because I'm terrible. And was like,
I saw
a bad
that.
Husband.
I saw
that. Been
my
guess, I so I'm saw glad he was that. Like, let's just, you know, call a spade here.
Yeah.
I'm a Hollywood guy.
You
I'm
know,
a dog.
And, you
I'm
know,
busy.
We've all talked about what an amazing actor he is. He really gets in there in those roles like Zoolander and Heavyweights, but he's never really played a guy that I'm like, what a fun guy he is. Like,
right?
Like,
so
he's
like, wow, I'm really
the nursing home.
That guy.
Yeah, the nursing home. Wow, this is really going to, you know, more 90s stuff, but in Happy Gilmore.
I love Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. In the Ben Stiller show, I feel like in the 90s, when he was like kind of like an awkward comedy Frankenstein,
yes.
I thought he was sexy.
I forgot about that.
Or Reality Bites, where he's like the guy who she should choose instead of Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know. I like that's growing up, I feel like, is like at first when you watch Reality Bites, you're like, of course she should be with Ethan Hawke. He's so dreamy and brooding.
Right.
And then when you're older, you're like, obviously, she should be with Ben Stiller. He's so dependable and sweet.
He's so dependable.
And his job.
And his dad's Jerry Stiller.
And his dad's Jerry Stiller.
We never talk enough about Ben Stiller. Actually, he's a Nepo baby.
He's a Nepo baby. That's so true. I kind of like always forget.
Yeah. He doesn't lead with that, you know?
He doesn't. He doesn't.
He has said on Twitter, Red Hour Ben is his Twitter name.
Okay.
He is kind of like a Nepo baby who doesn't believe, who's like, he is a genius too. So I'm sure that skewed his experience, but he doesn't get that he, you know, started
kind of like
on third
Hailey
base.
Bieber.
She's also a genius. She's also like, I'm a genius. She's a genius.
She did this at the Grammys. My favorite part of the Grammys was when they cut to her and she was just like, That's right. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, and she was like, and this isn't my husband's penis size. This is me. Right. I'm an ally is what she was saying.
Yeah, a little salute to ballroom culture from Mrs. Bieber.
Yeah.
Crazy that her dad's so Steven.
I know. And it's like, probably none of them are that great, but like, she got Steven.
I would put Hailey barely in the Nepo baby category because I don't really know if having Steven as a father is a leg up.
She like worked her way around it. Like,
yeah, she'd be like, can I hang out with my uncles? Can I go hang out with Billy?
She's like more famous than them now. People like her in a sense of like people like her more than they like them.
Yes, they 100%. Do. They do.
I would never buy Billy Baldwin's lip kit.
I would not use his. I would not use any of his face products.
Have you consumed any of Steven's content?
He has content.
Every time I feel like I want to convert, I just watch him on Instagram.
Some of it's like highly religious. Most of it's highly religious, but also it's like just very unhinged.
Yes.
So if you're just like, want to see the weirdest thing you've ever watched, like go to his Insta.
Wow.
Because already his brother, Alec, has pretty unhinged Instagram reels as well.
Okay, see, I haven't really watched Alex too much.
Oof.
Yeah, are they crazy?
a lot of it is still, you know, very much because Ilaria's having him do stuff. So,
okay, that's what I was gonna say. My crazy Spanish wife around Hilaria, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Lauren and I actually.
My crazy Spanish wife.
We're losing our Hilary.
Hilaria, I'm home.
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to sell. We covered their reality TV show and.
I haven't watched their reality TV show because I was I don't even want to give them views. I really just don't. I don't want to see another season.
Don't do it to yourself.
I will say,
give me a recap.
No spoilers. No spoilers. But if you're a fan of the Rust trial, baby, they really keep rolling in.
Yeah.
That's how it opens.
No.
But then it's also like, oh, we have to take all these kids and their iguanas and our cats and our 12 dogs all the way to the Hamptons. And we only have the one nanny. Oh, Alec, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Oh, they are going to have to work forever at the amount of kids that they're having.
Yeah, that's something
he's
they talk
be in
about.
Debt till he dies, and he's uninsurable as an actor.
No one will buy the house.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The reality TV series wasn't renewed. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what they're gonna do.
She's not getting enough brand deals for Spanish olive oil.
Dancing with the Stars did not go good. I did watch Dancing with the Stars. I can't hear Shake It to the Max without thinking about her.
She did the most in those interviews. I still kind of think that they might get divorced.
You think so? See, I thought they would like stick through it. Like they terrible might. And terrible together.
They do seem a little like codependent.
Codependent.
That I enjoy.
That I enjoy. I love it.
In a way that's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
Need to watch her workout on Instagram. Have you seen those?
No. Every once in a while I catch her on my feed because I obviously do not follow her. Probably if she consumed any of my content where I spoke about her, she'd hate me and block me.
Oh, no. She would comment anonymously, and so would Alec Baldwin. Don't ask us how we know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. They're, like, up in your comments.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Questioning how we have husbands.
Michelle tried to give me a cameo from Hilaria for Christmas, and
she said no.
I don't feel comfortable doing
that. I got a thing saying, no. Like, she wouldn't do it.
She knew who you were.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of time on their hands.
They have a lot.
Well, apparently. Yeah. Like, I pride myself on like,
hi, Ilaria.
No celebrity has blocked me yet, which I've been doing this for like 3 years and I'm shocked by that. Like no celebrity that I'm aware of has ever blocked me yet. And I talk a lot of shit.
We're blocked by celebrity. Okay. It's Carl Radke from Summer House.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Enemy of the pod.
Enemy of the pod.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've had so many viral videos that like I thought were going to get me blocked and just never did. And I'm like, I would like literally go to the celebrities page and check because I'm like, this is going to get me blocked. You know? Oh. I just never have. I'm like, what's that about?
That's crazy. Yeah. So without even mentioning names, I guess, like what's maybe like one of the shadier things that you've said that thought you would, that would get you in trouble with Hollywood, but you've remained.
Okay. So when I first start I walk on eggshells a tad. Like, I won't be as mean as I used to because now I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have, like, a way bigger reach than I ever thought I would ever have. But when I first started, one of my very first, like, viral videos was about Julia Fox. And Julia Fox had worn, like, a really low-cut pair of pants that was, like, borderline showing it all. Like, it came down to, like, a V. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A V to her V.
What is the horse that has like it's half body half horse?
Centaur.
Okay, yeah. I think my exact words were, if Julia Fox wants to walk around looking like a centaur, you're gonna let her, but we aren't doing that. Like, do not bring that trend back. And it had like millions of views.
Whoa,
millions of, and that was like my first viral video. I think I had like, I don't know, 15,000 followers or something, and celebrities were like liking it. People like a lot of blue check marks. I got a lot of follows after that.
Nice.
And I was so nervous that she was gonna see it. And since then, she's liked some of my content. And I'm like,
I feel like she would.
She would love that.
I feel like she's like, just
be like, yes, she loves Centaur Chic.
Like, she loves all of that. I feel like she's like somebody who really leans into, you know, when
fashion freak.
Fashion. And then just like, she's like, loves that people think that she's cringe, like the, you know, that like, you know, so Uncut Gems. Like, she's still, you
and
know.
And then I actually got my account banned over this next one, but I got it back. This was again my like first year. I had more followers at that point. Like, I think I was maybe up to like 40,000 followers at this point. But there's this like video from the 90s where Cameron Diaz is presenting an award, and there's this country music guy. I can't remember his name right now.
He was married to Julia Roberts. His name is
Lyle Lovett.
No, it wasn't Lyle Lovett. It was it was the other one. Oh my God, he did that weird music video in black and white.
Look it up.
Chris Isaacs?
Yes. It was Chris Isaac.
So
he's like country. I won't get into that.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know if we could quite call him country, but he's country to me. Because I'm from New Jersey, right? So I'm like, he's country to me.
Yeah, he got a pompadour, basically. Yes. Yeah.
I didn't even really say anything about him, but it just happened to be he was coming out with a Christmas album at the time. Someone randomly brought up this incident in my comment section about them presenting an award together, and he was kind of like
handsy,
trying to kiss her. Yeah. And, you know, a little handsy. It was very, you could tell she was very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Some people thought it was staged. Other people were convinced it wasn't staged, which I don't think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shared the clip, and a whole time in the video, I'm like, oh, like I have like this cringe face on. Crazy viral. I was convinced, and his comment sections, oh my God, on both platforms, that I was getting so scared. I'm like, this guy's going to come for me. And I think I don't know if he got my account banned, but my account got banned, and I had to beg TikTok for like a week to get my account back. I had some other like blue check mark people begging for my account back with TikTok, like, and I was like, please, and they finally gave it back to me, and he didn't block me.
Well, who even knew he had that type of pull anymore, too? Yeah. The guy that we forgot his name.
It was
what
all
a
white men.
Game.
Yeah, that's the song.
Yeah, all white men, I'm
all
sure.
White men, yeah.
Because he was huge for white, like, or for white was, men. Like, my
he gives them a voice.
Was, like, that was a CD that, like, they would they would pass around to each other when they wanted to make out with a girl in their car.
Yes.
Like, he was very seminal, so to speak.
Well, and some of the comments were like, I came here from the Discord group. So
there's a Discord group.
I think there was a group of men who were like, go report her video, like, and take her down. And they were just mass reporting me and all my videos over and over and over again. And like the dumbest stuff was getting taken down, like stuff that I wasn't even doing anything bad in. But Yeah. And then so ever since then,
oh,
I've been a little bit more careful with my words.
Oh, my God. The 90s.
I'm going to send my husband in as a sleeper agent into to this that Chris Isaac,
right?
Like underground Discord men's group. Right? And he's going to wreak revenge upon them.
Right? It's on so crazy.
I don't even, I'm not in Discord. I can't even get in. Like just some of the subreddits, I'm like.
It's
first of all, you have to like,
Discord.
Yeah, you have to be invited and some like I don't even get
I'm in one for like a TikTok group through TikTok. TikTok runs it. Sometimes I'm in there and I'm like, what? I don't know how to work this thing. This is like the 90s.
It's confusing. Like, yeah. It's like, what is it? Yeah. Message board.
It's like Microsoft DOS. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you get used to it a little bit.
Just I don't understand how people can keep up with chats like that or like Reddit chats where you don't like get notifications.
You don't get notifications. Like, you have to like actively like go in there
like,
and
look.
Like remember the things that are happening.
I
and
know.
Like
I have to like in the morning, like I've conditioned myself to open it up and look at it because I'll forget about it for like weeks. And then I'm like, oh, no, I need to. This is important to my job. I need to.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't you guys switch to Slack like adults?
I know.
Right? Well, it's because they're like, we don't want to be moderated because it's like, you know, there's a lot of really horrible things that happen in Discord.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've heard.
That's where the Swifties,
this,
the
this
evil
This one's
Swifties
very benign,
mobilize.
So I don't ever see any of that. But yeah, I've heard.
Well, I don't know. The Swifties are kind of everywhere. I feel like I don't follow any of them on Reddit, but they always show up on my feed somehow.
But I think like the doxing campaigns, like the Swifties for evil, they're planning
right.
those on
yeah.
Discord.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Because I was going to say, I'm like what I like to call like Swifty light. Like I like to consume the music. Like sometimes I'll like an Easter egg, but that's like the lit major in me, like the English literature major in me. So like I'll like to deep dive a little bit, but like not too far. Like I'm not like
it's like
everything.
I feel like even if you feel like you're like I feel like I like a lot of her music. I wouldn't not have paid and I didn't. Like I was like not interested to go see her like big tour that she did and like just somebody who like
go to the tour.
Follows pop culture. She's had I mean, she's always like the person everybody's talking about and I get she's getting married this year. Like I just think like, you can't just be kind of like, yeah, I like some of her music. I feel like you have to be all in. And even if you're just a little bit like, oh, you know, like, I don't care about a lot of it.
Yeah.
People are like, you've said horrible things about this person. And
I know.
Just,
you have to be a little bit careful. Like, so I had a video go crazy about one time. Like, so when they were first dating, I was like, they seem really into each other. I think they're endgame. So I made a video saying that because she had like dated someone for a long time and then she had this short little fling, she was gonna get married to him. And this was like the first week they were dating.
Her and Travis.
So you called it.
Yeah. So like everyone, so that went viral, of course. And I was calling it the Dusty ex-boyfriend effect because I just made that up on a whim. I was just like writing a tweet out. I'm like, that's how like half my content comes out. I'm just like, what am I thinking today? You know? Like,
that's what's great about it though. Yeah. It's like unfiltered.
And that's so true. Yeah. That is such a common thing of like when you're dating in your 30s or like late 20s where it's like you date like the shittiest guy who you had it
so bad for.
And then you're like, OK, now it's out of my system. I know
now
exactly
what I know
I
what I want, but I'm glad that we banged.
You get fed up. You're like, I'm done.
You get fed
up.
You're just like, oh, you get out of this long-term relationship. You have this like fling that's like terrible. And then you're like, I fucking hate men. And then you're like super picky with the next person that comes along. And then you end up getting married. Like that's usually how it happens.
Yeah.
So because of that, I got a lot of like Swiftie followers, like from that. And they sometimes hardcore ones can be a little.
They're just very vocal. I feel like everybody's fan base is like, and there's a lot of fan bases, like even like the Lambs and the Beehive and all of that. But I feel like the Swifties are particularly vocal.
Yeah, I think sometimes
and
they're
protective
like
of her.
Only like you can't be part of another fandom. You can't like it's very intense. And like I said, I'm like Swiftie light, so it's
and that's
I'm, like,
okay.
Talking about
I think
other
that's
things,
healthy.
Like it's not my whole content. So like you know, so I think I also lost some people after that for a while.
I think that's healthy. I think people forget that like she is actually 35 years old. Like she's not, you
she's
know,
a person. Like,
like do you feel like life. Her narrative has kind of been? I feel like it's kind of been the same since she. really got super famous when the Kanye West thing happened at the VMAs. Mm-hmm. I feel like people still really see that with her, despite sure. that was 20 years ago. And
they see her as such an underdog and yes. like, who's like triumphed, like a feminist icon and yeah. stuff. They yes. can't see her as like, now she like, she has triumphed and she's one of the most powerful people in the yeah. world.
If not yeah, the totally. Most powerful. Like, yeah, I right? feel like she definitely has the
she's
most powerful
got
PR.
A lot of power for sure. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. whatever she's saying, people are
they're
listening.
They're going to listen.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's
and,
why.
And we all wish she'd use it a little more sometimes.
Well, amen. Sister.
That's why the text messages yeah. stuff mm-hmm. is crazy.
So juicy.
Yeah.
Can you believe we're still talking about this stuff with Blake Lively? It's unbelievable. Can
I'm
you believe
so
that?
Mad
sometimes it's like a little exhausting. I'm like, can we just shut up about this topic already? Like, you know, yeah. but like the text messages like came at, like, I wish that we had gotten the text messages like a year before.
Yes.
When yeah. I wasn't so burnt out from the topic.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because I would have been so much more into it. But the text yeah. messages were crazy, but also kind of like,
I don't get what it has to do with the case at all.
Yeah.
I guess it's just so random that all these people are involved. But the one that I did like, and mm-hmm. Laura knows the one I'm talking about, it was the email to Ben Affleck where she's like, hey, Ben, it's Blake. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
So wait, that's the only one I haven't seen. I've like heard about, but I haven't actually seen it.
That's the good one.
That's how she starts it.
Yeah. Don't yes. hang up because like, you know, do you know about like the rumor with her having an affair
no.
with him? Okay. Oh. This is like
okay, hit me with it because I love Ben Affleck lore. So like hit
did
me
you
with it.
Okay, so like a million years ago, did you see like The Town? She was in the movie mm-hmm. he directed and
yes.
starred in mm-hmm. The Town.
Uniquely terrible
the
town.
Uniquely
her Boston
terrible.
Accent.
But
yes,
you wouldn't
her
know
Boston
that by
was really bad.
Yeah. Any of the interviews that Ben said about her.
Did he just praise her up and
oh,
down?
Oh yeah. He's like, where did this girl come from? I can tell this girl's got the good. She's gonna be a star. So it was yeah. widely reported, and at the time, again, a million years ago, so when they were shooting The Town, Blake and Ben got very, very close. It was rumored that they had an affair and everybody knew it. And
because they had a brand new baby, right?
Yes.
Jennifer Garner
yeah,
at the time.
Yes. And yeah, she showed up on set one day and she kind of shut all that shit down with Blake Lively.
Well, and the reason is because Blake Lively's nudes leaked during the shooting or like right after.
Yeah.
And people thought it was from Ben's trailer.
Mm-hmm. The that like it didn't come from like it wasn't like apparent like it was on his like cloud or whatever, those pictures or something
and
like that.
And then there's another part of the rumor I learned recently. I've been
we've been tracking
you, Michelle,
this for years.
Some people this is our Discord. New
this is yeah. Yeah. Get me in that Discord. Yeah.
So some people think that Jennifer Garner is also the one that leaked the nudes. That is another part of the theory that some people ascribe to.
No, but the other part about this that I remembered was like, I don't remember what award show it was. So Jennifer Garner and Reese Witherspoon are very good friends. And Reese, maybe it was like even like the People's Choice Awards or something, like kind of innocuous. But when Reese went on stage, it was right after like the nudes had kind of leaked for like all of Hollywood, really. But
that was happening
a lot. There was a lot of rumors about Ben and Blake at the time, too. But when Reese went to accept her award at the end, she was like, and to all the young ladies, keep your clothes on. Keep your clothes on.
Oh, my God.
And everyone was like, oh, my. And I think Blake might have been in the audience or something. And it was like kind of like a shock.
Victim shaming.
Reese does kind of strike me as like a mean girl vibes.
Yeah, I bet it was the Globes and I bet it was drunk. And it was the same kind of drunk, like mean Reese that came out during her DUI arrest.
Whoa,
like,
yeah.
Did you see her?
I love that.
Honestly, I think it's so iconic. I think it's so iconic because she tries so hard to be like, I'm just a good Southern girl.
America's
like,
sweetheart.
America's sweetheart. Yeah. And join my book
Southern
club.
Girl. Yeah.
I am a citizen of the United States of America.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny. Sometimes I just go back and watch that because that was so funny.
It's so good. It reminds me, you know what? The reason I love it so much, it reminds me a lot of, like, Housewives. Like, Bravo.
It's so Housewives. Yeah.
It's so, like, reality TV because she's, like, drunk and she's not, like, understanding that you're causing a scene. You need to leave the table or, like, we're getting you up. Yeah.
I do
and her
love
husband's like
a hidden like, camera.
He's no.
Yeah,
I know.
Her husband was like, please stop. He's arresting me. He's arresting me. This is my arrest.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Let me have my moment.
Yeah, and she's like,
oh, she like kind of covers it too. Like, you know, like how Nancy Kerrigan is like when she gets like hit with the in the shin, she's like, why me? Why me? And then she's like, why any of us?
Yeah.
She realizes. It's like Reese Witherspoon, where she's like, do you know who I am? And she's like, I'm a citizen. A citizen of America.
Yeah, because you're
like,
thinking,
oh, shit, why did I say that?
Do you know who I am? You think it's going to be like, have you seen Cruel Intentions, baby?
Legally Blonde.
I'm Elle Woods.
Like, it's hard.
I play a lawyer on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
You think I'm guilty, but check the sodium glycolate.
What about Red, White, and Blonde? I'm a senator.
Yeah. No, stop. It's so funny.
No, but instead, she's a citizen of the United States of America.
She's a citizen of the United States of America.
And she's,
aren't we all?
Yes.
We truly are.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. Are you regretting this podcast?
No. This is great. I feel like we're just chatting with friends.
Yeah, yes. Gabbing with the gals.
Gabbing with the gals.
True.
Yes.
So do you partake in any Bravo?
Here and there. So like I've seen some of the seasons of Real Housewives of New Jersey. I've dabbled in a little bit of the original New York.
Mm-hmm.
So every once in a while, I'll pop in and out. I did the first season of Love is Blind, and then it got turned off by it after the second season. So, you know, I pop in and out. So it depends on what you're
You have a lot that, you know? To, yeah, she's like giving us all of the tea all the time, Lauren. She's so busy. And she's got that Discord to go to.
It's just a lot to consume.
You have a lot to consume. Because
you kind of have to focus on one world. Like, I pretty much just watch, like, I'll occasionally watch a, you know, prestige show because my husband like begs me like, can we not have to watch you know, Peacock anymore? But like, it's like you kind of have to stick to a realm. But I agree with you on Love is Blind, where it's like they never reached the dizzying heights.
No. Who was that one? Who was that one contestant on Love is Blind that she
Jessica.
Would get her chihuahua Jessica? Drink wine?
Yes.
Was it the same person? I can't remember. But I just remember there was one couple, Cameron, and I don't remember the other person's name, but like they were like in love.
Yeah.
They like got married. They like had a baby.
I don't
That was Barrett.
Lauren and Cam.
Lauren and Cam.
Yes.
That's Lauren and Cam.
Lauren and Cam. Yeah.
So we really were rooting for them. And
Wait,
now they've
got a baby.
Barrett
got married too, right? Did they stay together?
Barrett and Amber are still together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I felt like they were heading towards a toxic route. So I was
and see,
sure they stayed
I
together.
Forgot about all of these people. I only remember Jessica and her chihuahua who drink wine.
Jessica got dragged
for like a year. After
she shouldn't
that.
Have.
Like,
she's a star. She should.
I know. She was
we
so
need her
fun to watch.
Back in the world. Like, I feel like she could be a star like Tiffany Pollard level, maybe.
Oh, my God. I love Tiffany Pollard. I did watch all of, what was it called?
I Love New York.
Flavor of Love. I also loved I Love New York. And that's what I was going to say originally, but then I forgot. I was like, is that what it's called?
It was called I Love New
York. Ever.
It's so funny. We just had this conversation with like a couple of other people where their first reality TV thing they fell in love with, everyone our age, like 11 to 14 year olds, we were all watching Flavor of Love.
I watched Flavor of Love. I watched
one with Bret Michaels.
Rock of Love. That was the first one. And I was like, this is fine. I mean, I liked the women. I didn't care about him. Then when Flavor of Love
so
started, I was like, I like
locked in.
Locked in Tiffany Pollard, New York.
The best.
This woman is a star. Like, this is like a pioneer. Like, I could wax poetic about her all day long.
She was on, like, Big Brother, I think, right?
Big Brother UK.
Okay. I didn't watch, but the moment where she finds out that guy died, was like
David Bowie.
She thought it was David Guest.
Right.
Who's upstairs asleep.
That's the best.
She's like, oh my God, David's dead. And
because also, like, why would she think it was that guy? Like, I don't.
It just slipped her mind.
Just living with them or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
she knows David Bowie.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's
thinks
so...
that someone would die in the house and the producers
wouldn't
say. Tell.
Yeah. Well,
and also
and
that they would have.
Secret.
Yeah. And that they'd have, like, one of the other contestants, like, tell Tiffany, but don't tell her, like, no one's supposed to know and don't talk
and
about it. It's
like,
if there's
why
a
would she do this to
dead
me?
Guy upstairs, like, everybody should know. And everyone's like, what's going on with New York? Why is she so upset? And the woman's
so
even
dramatic.
Like,
I love it.
This is a very crazy
right? Like, okay, reaction. In New York's defense,
I will
like,
always defend her.
During the Wild West time of Flavor of Love, like the early reality TV, like No Rules.
Just
you
right.
Can do whatever you want to the contestants. Uh-huh. You can rename them on the spot if
I
you
know.
Want.
Women.
If someone did die during Flavor of Love, I think they God. Would like just wait and tell people at the end of the show.
Yeah, and I, you know, I bet Tiffany would have said something. Yeah, I call her, you know, New York. She would have been like, "Look, just another bitch. I don't have to."
Compete. I know she probably would say something like really crazy, like. Yeah. She's just was so out of pocket. I think she still is. She's so out of pocket.
She is. Yeah.
Best.
Okay.
It's such good TV.
Yeah. Lauren keeps. I need to watch the show that she's on, House of Villains.
House of
right?
Villains. She's
I'm gonna watch it.
Career best work. Like she gets a lifetime achievement reality TV award.
Is this where she does the Emma routine where she's like
Emma's a cunt.
Gemma.
Oh,
Gemma.
No, I think that's Big Brother too.
Yeah. She's like okay, I would tell her that she's a cunt.
The old That's maiden the type of shoes.
Old maiden type of shoes. That's the part that I like crack up every time. Old maiden type of shoes.
God,
oh man, it's
man.
So
she
funny.
Just
and then
has
mom,
the lexicon.
She has.
Her mom was crazy too.
Yes,
like, crazy in a good way. Like
yeah,
it was, like, hilarious.
Oh
to watch.
My god. Yeah, this mm-hmm. this duo. Like
it's a showbiz fam. Family
Gypsy
of
Rose.
It is.
Yes.
Whoever, like, whatever producer or casting person that found her, like, they must have been like,
this
wow,
is,
my God.
This, is
raised.
This is like yes. winning the lottery because
it was.
I feel like she really did, like in all sincerity, she like trailblazed, and also she made it where like you didn't have to already be a famous person to now be famous on reality TV because the people who were doing kind of these like reality TV like Bret Michaels. Flavor Flav, like they were big and then they, you know, their star kind of was fading and they did this kind of new mm-hmm. thing at the time, reality TV. But it wasn't like the contestants themselves now are becoming famous. And like,
yeah.
she's still famous from
she
Flavor of Love.
Is,
she's
yeah.
still the most famous person from like Flavor of Love world, more than Flavor Flav,
more than
I feel
Hoops,
like.
Even.
No. More than Hoops. And she was great.
The blonde one that she used to pick on all the time. I can't remember.
Well, let's just call it Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Yeah. Mm. Like, where's Pumpkin now?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of them that, like, I don't even remember who they were, but
yeah.
I'll
yeah.
always remember New York.
But always yes. New York. I watched Charm School with Monique. I loved Charm School.
I didn't
School.
Watch that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
That was good because she'd always be like, you're dressed like a whore. And you look really stupid. And they'd be like, okay, yeah.
See, that's what we were hoping for with, like, the Vanderpump Rules reboots. We were like, oh, we hope it's kind of like a Charm School type of thing where it's, like,
Lisa
really
Vanderpump.
Trashy.
Yeah.
And then Lisa Vanderpump and Stassi are just, like, horrible to them and rip them apart.
But
it's,
no.
like, a throwback garbage show.
It wasn't.
But they couldn't really get it together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I didn't watch that one because I kind of, like, saw the writing on the wall. I was like, I don't think this is going to be good. Like, I saw the trailer and I was like, I just
oh,
don't
for
think
Vanderpump
it's gonna live
Rules?
Up to it. Yeah.
Or I was
yeah.
like, you saw the trailer for Charm School. And I was like, I wonder if they even did trailers back then.
For Vanderpump. And I was like, I don't, just don't think it's going to live up.
No, I have not watched a single episode of it. I think there are some people that say it's good.
Who? I have not met
I've
them.
Not seen them.
I'm not going to name their names, Lauren, but they work closely with Bravo, I feel
okay,
like.
Okay, I know
yeah.
who it is. But they're yeah. the nicest people ever.
They are too, yeah.
Okay,
I feel like when Bravo, and I know you don't watch a ton of this stuff, but Erica, but I think with Bravo, when they do like fully different reboots, I feel like you just mm-hmm. have to call it something different.
You yeah. do. I agree.
It's
it
a different thing.
Up.
It's just a different thing.
They're always the best.
Yeah. And I think this
like
was
New
their
York.
Last time doing this, like where they were like, okay, you know, we do have so much carryover of like old watchers, like mm-hmm. when we do a full reboot, like at least people recognize the name. And I think now they're realizing it's not worth it. We don't retain them and mm-hmm. people will always compare it.
Yeah.
I think that this is their last time.
Yeah.
Like Real Housewives of New York. Everyone loved the original cast. They mm-hmm. rebooted it recently. It was like, I tried to get into it. I watched a couple episodes and some of it was okay. It was, you know, but it wasn't.
It's not the
it
same.
Wasn't
it's
the original.
It's
exactly.
not the original. It like, it's not, mm-hmm. it's not Bethany Frankel yelling at Dorinda like your boyfriend does cocaine and we're openly talking about this
turtle time
and the turtle time and it's just it's a different thing.
It's
I
not
mean,
the same
the way that they did the reboot for Miami was the best way that they did it, because the show was off the air for a while. People were wanting it to come back. It does come back, but there are some new people. But then there's a lot of people that were all like women that were on the original. So it's like, I think that's how you have to do it.
And now finally they get that. And this is the plan for Jersey. So I'm like really optimistic, because Jersey like supposedly is going to be Teresa, Dolores and Melissa back. And then maybe one
some
more. And then new people. Basically the same as Miami. And I'm like, I'm glad you realize now, but you should have been doing this from the start.
Right.
Keep
and
our
I need Melissa and Teresa to not be arguing about the same fucking thing
for
the whole
God.
Season.
Sprinkle cookies.
I cannot watch if that's what's going to happen.
It's been it's been a lot with much. Them. Okay, so Erica, I know that you said that you did watch the Rhode Island trailer. So like what are your feelings as I feel like you feel about reality TV like you do like Taylor Swift, like I'm in it. I like some of it, but I'm not like all the way. I'm not
going to Real Housewives light.
Yeah, I'm not going to BravoCon.
Yes, right. I'm gonna try to watch it because it reminds me of Jersey. Like I feel like I could get into it. And it feels like they might have that same type of drama.
Yes.
So I feel like I could get into it. I saw like comments by Bravo like put that like all these housewives were like they all look the same and I
they
can't
all
tell them
like
apart.
Dolores.
And like they do. But I also thought it was so shady of prior housewives to go in the comment section and like call that out. Cause like kind of the
Melissa
same for a lot of the housewives.
Yeah.
I'm like, they kind of all do
all
like have the same plastic surgeon. I don't know. Like,
or it's like your show, Melissa, and everyone's related to each other.
Right. I know. Like they're literally all family members.
Yeah. They're all family members. Which,
so
like,
although I agreed, I thought it was like shady. I'm like, oh, damn, that's something for the group chat with your friends. I don't think.
they're already hazing them.
Yeah, they are. They're already starting dramas with them so they can make cameos.
I know. See, when they announced forever ago that there was going to be a Real Housewives of Rhode Island, in my head, I was not picturing like everybody is like Jersey. Like I was thinking Rhode Island of like, I don't know what I thought. I was thinking like Newport, Rhode Island. Everybody's like very
coastal.
Like coast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like preppy, like a lot of
that's
affluence. But like, not to talk about Taylor Swift again. She also has like a very famous house in Rhode Island where she, like I think very like waspy, like I think like Kennedy adjacent. That's what I thought.
That's what I was thinking.
So when
we'll
I saw
have to wait for a Real Housewives of Kenny Bunkport.
We're
Real Housewives of Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, yes. Martha's Vineyard.
They did
have
Martha's Vineyard summer house though. Yeah, it just wasn't what I was expecting. And so
I was thinking like the sweaters with the American flag, very Ralph Lauren, like that's the vibe I thought.
That's
was
what I
happen.
Thought, but it was like
it's like Louboutins and
I'm like
you
where
know,
I didn't know that, bags.
That well Evan told us that Evan like our friend who's a Rhode Islander he's like it's Jersey he's like that's why I love Jersey because
see,
it's like
yeah,
Rhode
I
Island
know.
I grew he grew up in and he was
I
like it's
know.
Like a mini Jersey
I had
like,
no
most
idea because it's
state.
Closer to it's like by Boston.
Yeah, and so I went to school in Boston for a couple of years, and, like, I knew some people from Rhode Island, and I don't remember them, like, ever being very Jersey, so, like, I don't know. It's like, but I don't know.
Well, was it MIT? Because that's probably going to attract the roots
wish.
Here.
Was it Harvard?
No, it was, like, a very small, basically a no-name college. I went to LaSalle College for 2 years. It's
LaSalle?
Not LaSalle.
Oh.
LaSalle.
Okay, no.
So LaSalle is in Philly. Very easy confusion. LaSalle is in Newton, Massachusetts. So I went there for, like, 2 years until I transferred back to Jersey. Yeah, so I knew some people from Rhode Island, some Massachusetts,
and
mostly Massachusetts.
So but they did not strike you as Jersey people, the Rhode Island people.
Not really. I mean, I didn't know too many, but like,
how many
they didn't
can
really
there
have
be
Jersey again.
From Rhode Island? Is the other thing too? It's like it's such a
tiny.
It's so
state.
Tiny. It's like a city. It's just like the size of a city.
Yeah.
Also,
I think it's the like Italian and Jewish communities that are, according to Evan, this is what he said because
I mean,
like
they
both.
Look very Italian in the trailer, right?
They do.
Give that Italian New Jersey vibe. They really do, which is probably why I'm like, oh, I'll watch this.
But,
do you think it is weird that they all really like not even being weird? They all legitimately look just like Dolores from Jersey.
They do, and then, like, kind
how did
of
they
feel
do that
way about a lot of celebrities these days, though. Like, I'm like, everyone is starting to kind of have
look
the same facial structure. Mm-hmm. Like, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I can't even tell you how many times I watched Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and I'm like, wait, which
I don't
one
know
is
who.
Which?
Yeah, I don't know which one's which. Yeah,
and the styles by Jizz don't help. The Jizz, they all have the Jizz hair.
I
and
know.
Like the hair.
Well, it's like that. Jizz, exactly.
Yeah, they all go to the same girl that does all of their hair, like the Mormon Jizz. Curls. Jizz.
Yeah. The Mormon curls. Yeah, exactly. Curls. That's another show that like I've watched a couple seasons, but not every season. No. I have to sometimes go on Google and be like, wait, what happened? Like, why is this person not like this person?
And Taylor Frankie Paul is now the Bachelorette. I've never been into that whole world. Have you,
Erica?
I
started watching Taylor Frankie Paul on TikTok a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Kind of in that era, like, first where she, I don't know if you remember this about her. At some point, she used to pretend that she was
old.
Like a grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing. She's
and
like,
everyone in the comments section would be like, you're 20.
Yeah. She's like, I'm 52. And it's like, well, you look great for 52. And how do you have a newborn?
That's, I think, how she got such a big following, right? Because people, she was like rage baiting the internet.
Yeah, she loves it.
And people were into it. Now, I didn't follow her during that time, but TikTok was loving to feed
me
that content. They were like, you got to see this. And then, you know, and then she had that scandal. And then she had the arrest where, you know, they had that domestic. Mm-hmm. I've been following it for a while. And then I really was excited to watch her on The Bachelor, although I was a little disappointed that they're like hitting us with like spoilers so early.
They
like,
are?
I mean, they kind of were, because she was like posting things. You'd see her, like paparazzi would see her at things. And I'm like,
she was posting, during shooting, they let her have her phone. Like,
yeah, she's like,
you
know, she's like, it's my job. Yeah, because usually, like, I feel like the ABC were like, they like, I don't know, I've seen it sometimes, but they usually like they take away their phone, like
they're
just in this world
and an ironclad contract. But it's a new showrunner now who's trying to treat talent better, I think, and trying to get more like A-list reality celebrities, because it wasn't doing well.
Because they just want you, they don't have TVs.
Yeah, they have to revamp the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm optimistic, but I'm like, God, I think the main problem is it's so bloated now to sell all that like ad time. I'm like, if they could get it down to an hour and a half, they could really come back.
Like, oh my gosh, 3 hours long is so long.
That's crazy.
That's how I was starting to feel about Dancing with the Stars, because I was doing like a whole series on it, and I was like posting about it every time it would come on. And there were some nights where I was like, is this thing ever gonna end? Like, I loved it, but the in-between shit was like making it so long. I'm like, just dance.
Like, I've never been into like Dancing with the Stars too much. Like, I'll go in and out, and I think it's easier now with like there's, because the show's been on for like 20 years or something, which is insane to think about. But now there's like TikTok and reels and stuff, so
you
I can just
catch the highlights.
Highlights and stuff, and
you
I'm
just
like,
watch
oh,
my videos instead.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, what's okay, I'm always like, okay, is this the part of the season when everyone starts getting tens randomly?
Yeah, what is up with that? Why does that happen? They're just like, and everyone
it's
gets
exciting. It's exciting for the audience. But now I feel like, and I feel like, I don't know, because I, again, Erica, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't follow the show too well, but everyone who competes is really good at dancing already or something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, like,
they're very good.
At least three contestants have like a dance background.
They have, right?
That's a little wild for me too. But then Andy Richter, like, made it so
far.
He
made
it infuriatingly far. It was like, he can't dance. This is a dance show. I love him. He's so sweet. Get him off the show.
Yeah. Who won it? Was it Robert Irwin's son? Was he the winner? And then everyone was upset. No, everyone liked him, but I think people wanted Alex Earl to win or something.
Alex Earl to win, Which even I'm not like a huge Alex Earl stan or anything, but even I was like, I really felt like Alex
Earl,
especially the last episode, I was just like, he lost. I was so upset. He did. He got the votes. He had the votes. A lot of people were calling them sympathy votes. That was like, they played a lot of reels of his dad through the whole thing, like constantly. Every episode was about his dad. They'd just be like, this dance is for your dad.
Oh my God.
You know,
I'd be like,
I
love my dad, but I'd be like.
And you know, his sister was on and won one season.
Bindi.
Oh, yeah, Bindi. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they had her come on a bunch too. And she would like congratulate him at the end of the dance. So everyone was like, this is rigged.
Oh my God. Yeah. Whoa. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had to approve all of that happening. Like, he wasn't
definitely.
Like, you know, I want to be able to like showcase myself and not always be in the shadow of my
And I loved his dad. So
I loved his dad.
I mean, I was crying when they were crying on the show. I'm like, oh, man.
And then imagine being like the next contestant who's like, my parents are alive.
I'm a TikTok star. I have the most followers of anyone.
I'm banging Tom Brady.
Right.
Why won't you vote for me?
With what's his face?
Exactly.
I can't. Right. Okay. I can't remember his name, but he like allegedly cheated on his girlfriend to be with her. Football player.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know why his name is slipping my mind right now, but they were breaking up.
Yeah.
Easily could have like used that for views. She could have been like, I'm sad we're breaking up, but I'm still pushing through. But they never put it on. I guess she probably didn't want to exploit it.
Maybe thought it would be like a distraction.
It could turn on her quickly.
It could have, yeah.
Now I don't think she's with Tom Brady. I think there was just that story.
I think
they just kind of maybe hooked up in St. Bart's.
I think they drug it out pretty bad. I think she was like hardcore flirting with him, and I think maybe it ended at the bar. That's my opinion about it.
Yeah, and she was probably like, take this picture right now.
Yeah. She was probably like, I'm going to go and flirt with him and you record me.
And he was leaning in saying,
like, I would do that.
Who are you again? Yeah, who are you again? Yeah. Yeah.
He's so old.
He looks great. Listen.
He does.
He looks great. Mm-hmm.
How old is he? 50?
He's got to be in his 50s.
He's got to be close to 50, yeah.
Let's look it up.
God, he's
older than Giselle. Can you believe Giselle actually married the guy?
He's 48. And I can't believe the Giselle thing. I just can't. Yeah. I mean, I can and I can't.
She married the karate instructor.
I know. I feel like, I know. I think
she's
like,
so wealthy.
I hate to say neglected, but I feel like she was in a marriage that wasn't super fulfilling for her.
Yes. Agreed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes you say that, Erica? What were the clues that made you?
She seemed like she wasn't that into it anymore.
You know, where she was like, wait, like your career was amazing. And then you kind of stopped your career for a long time to support your husband's career.
Right.
You know, Tom
Brady.
And then
he wouldn't quit.
And then he wouldn't give up his side of the bargain.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to, even though this team doesn't want me anymore, I guess I'll just go move our whole family to a completely different part of the United States.
I know.
I
felt bad for her.
But part of me is
good for her. Now she's getting.
I know. She's thriving.
She's thriving with her kids' karate instructor.
Yeah, she is. She's thriving. I knew when I saw them together, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I know
what's
happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
get
he's
it, girl.
Getting all up in there. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, when Giselle and Tom Brady started dating, like it was, he had gotten his ex-girlfriend pregnant, Bridget Moynihan.
Right.
Yeah. And they had broken up and he was now with Giselle and she was like, oh my gosh, you're expecting a child with somebody else.
Well,
and I have to.
Wasn't it cheating rumors? I thought it was rumored that he left his ex-girlfriend.
He did for Giselle.
Yeah. That was the rumor for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how accurate it was, but that was definitely the rumor. And like, they all managed to go on and co-parent after that.
They did. They did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Like her dating history, it's been like, okay, the karate guy, she's married. She was with Tom Brady. But before Tom, do you remember who it was? Forever. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were together.
She aged out.
She turned
she
25.
Aged out of the program.
That's hard. Mm-hmm. Although I think his girlfriend now is 26. Like they've been together long enough for her to be 26 or 2.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll pull a George Clooney? Like, do you think he'll eventually
He
marry
will
someone?
Marry them all.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he'll marry.
He'll marry them all, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll marry someone for sure, I think.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know that this, he's with someone right now, right? A model? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is the one, but I think eventually we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How, I don't know.
I feel like that's
how
it.
Old? Okay. Because he's also got to be 50, right?
He's got to be, right?
Because I'm trying to think, like, oh, I'm so glad when I talk to people my own age and I have
51.
To be like,
51.
Wow.
Whoa. Because how old was George Clooney when he stopped just dating bottle service girlies and he literally went from like, you know, whatever,
yeah.
or like
he,
to like Amal Clooney. I'm like, how'd you do
the
that?
Dim party,
he was 52
like fundraiser.
When he met Amal.
Okay.
Okay.
So Leo's got about, yeah, tick tock.
1 year.
You got 1 year, baby.
One
more
left.
Year. Yeah, you got to the south of France.
Biological clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got to go find a human rights attorney. Remember when he was like big into I care about the environment?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it just kind of like fell off.
Yeah. The first time you get on that private jet, you're like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like,
yeah,
oh,
I guess
because
if he's loud about it, then people like track his like Taylor Swift, you know, and then they're like, oh, you're a hypocrite. It's like he has to just quietly support now.
Yeah. Silent minority.
Truly. He's like, well, I'm not giving up the private jet, but I will drink out of a paper straw. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, like, those, okay. I love the earth, but I'm not doing this.
No, give me silicone or something. Or, like, those ones that are made from, like, sucrose or whatever. They're, like, sugar.
Oh,
those
are good.
They don't take sugar, but they're, like, made from that. I'll take one of those. But paper? Yeah. It disintegrates.
It does. It was not a smart idea. Just get we're the girls. Like, give us the plastic applicators on our tampons. Okay, so Erica, like pop culture going on now. Like, what is exciting to you? So you don't have to just listen to me. Like, remember in 1943 when I was 28? This story.
No. Like things that are currently going on.
Yeah, like what is exciting you in pop, or like you're like, I love this.
Oh, I'm like pretty involved right now in the Brooklyn Beckham drama with his family. Yeah. I'm pretty consumed with that. I originally, like, because I always want to believe the child that cuts their parent off because I feel like there's always a reason.
Yeah.
But now that I've like consumed so much of it, I really do kind of side with Victoria on this.
Believe women.
Yeah.
Believe women.
I know.
Women's stories.
And it's tough that, her, like, Nicola, her dad is such a loathsome billionaire, and so many people have had horrible, like, her nanny, throwing her nanny down the stairs.
And that alleged story is crazy.
Oh, and look how good Erica is. So media trained, alleged.
Alleged.
Yeah.
I'm like, we love a media trained girl. Yeah. You got to say it.
Yes. Because I'm not trying to get a cease and desist, which I like to call cease and desist, but.
We're trying to get one.
We want one from one particular girl, from Bethany Frankel. Notice us, Bethany.
Okay.
Hi. Okay, so.
No, I don't want Bethany to see
No, she's very litigious. So, okay, give us like the highlights for the people who have been in and out or just like don't really understand what's going on with the Beckhams. Like, what are the highlights? What should the people know about what's going on?
Okay, so way back when Brooklyn Beckham got married, we start hearing like rumblings that the wife and which her name is Nicola Peltz was having some sort of argument with Victoria Beckham. It started with like a wedding dress rumor that like Victoria agreed to make a dress, but then the dress kind of like there was like a delayed timeline and it wasn't going to work. And then they kind of tried to fluff it over a little bit in the media like, no, I love my mother-in-law. The dress thing just wasn't going to work out.
It wasn't
like,
going to work out.
The timing wasn't great or like whatever. And then we had heard after the wedding that Mark Anthony had come and during the wedding had said something along the lines of like announcing on the microphone, announcing the most beautiful woman in the room and that it was Victoria Beckham and that she ran off crying. Like Nicola Peltz ran off crying.
She left her wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like the big rumor. It was in all the gossip magazines, whatever. Now he makes this statement on his Insta story basically saying his parents are toxic. They give him anxiety. They've been like trying to break him and his wife up since they've began dating and that his mom, which is my favorite part of the drama, danced very inappropriately with him at his wedding and it embarrassed him and it humiliated him. And because of that, he has broke ties. He doesn't want to speak to them unless it's through his lawyer.
Oh,
I hope that's
God.
A good recap.
No, that is perfect. Yeah. Yes. So
with the dress thing, that does seem like it could be kind of a simple misunderstanding where, like, Victoria did want to help out. It is a good opportunity for her, but it's like she doesn't have an atelier. And Nicola Peltz is, like, the most spoiled. Like, she's a billionaire. She wants, like, you know, you saw the dress she ended up going with. It's this, like, you know, 50-foot train Valentino with real pearls.
But then there was, like, discrepancies in that as well because he was saying that Victoria backed out in the 11th hour. To the 11th hour, to me, is, like, a few weeks before, a month before, a couple months before. But she was documented in Vogue.
For a year.
Planning this wedding dress
for
a year.
Going to all these fittings. Mm-hmm. Like, yes.
So maybe it was the second dress because there was more than one dress.
There's more than one dress usually for, like, these type of events. But also, like, I feel like, I don't know. I just, I also, like, Victoria you know, she has a big fashion line, maybe not as big as Valentino, but she also knows a lot of people in fashion. So I feel like she would have, you know,
if that's so different, though, that like having like an atelier and like couturiers who and seamstresses who work for you specifically, who you've worked with and can instruct instead of like and then like, you know, knowing other studios that have that.
Yes.
Like, she just was not equipped.
And also, like, being your best friend, Lauren, I didn't even know you knew the word atelier. And
I
Erica,
can,
and I love you, and I'm not, I would never besmirch you, but Erica and I, we can see your closet right now.
You can see all of my costume ties.
I love it.
Yes.
I know the word, from an atelier. I will not try to pronounce it.
An atelier.
Do you guys remember, also, she was, like, in some sort of back and forth with texts that were exposed in a lawsuit with the wedding planners.
The wedding planners. There was
like
the lawsuit.
The second wedding planner or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And then she didn't want Victoria, like they were saying, hide these like issues from
hide
Victoria.
These, yes. Mm-hmm. What, was it the, did the wedding planner sue them or did the Pelsa sue
the wedding
planner? They did,
I'm pretty sure. Now, I don't know exactly what happened in the end, though.
Yes, because these rumors.
I think the wedding planner got the deposit back ultimately.
Okay.
Yeah.
They didn't want to give the deposit back because they were like, they're incompetent or whatever. But it does. It's kind of hard to tell from the text whether like their software was actually like completely fucked up or if it was like, you know, Nicola, like getting in there and like over monitoring things that could have easily been
they needed
fixed,
an atelier.
You know?
Right. Right. See, because that's what my take on it when I originally read them was, which I never said on the internet, but I'll say now, is it felt like she was trying to micromanage wedding planners that like seating arrangements aren't that dramatic.
They're not that. Like, and I feel like there's just so many
all family and friends
components. Yes. I did. And so, these like kind of like stories and rumblings have been going on for years, and it really did start, I feel like, with like even the planning of the wedding, knowing it was going to be such a big thing, because it's like, you know, also the first Beckham, like he was their firstborn. It's like a big deal.
First royalty to get.
Yeah, and he's marrying, he's like, you know, married to this girl who was on, what was that show? The one show she did.
Oh,
it was like
Bates Motel.
Yeah, but her parent, you know, she's a billionaire heiress, I guess. It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I first started reading stuff that like she didn't want Victoria to help with the wedding, like that she was kind of like maybe Victoria was being a little kind of, you know, a little too pushy of a mother-in-law, which like that kind of thing.
I get that.
You can
that
understand. I feel like everybody's had that experience, no matter how much you love your mother-in-law. Like you've had experiences where they're just a little overbearing.
Totally.
And I can see Victoria.
Not mine. Best ones, so not ours.
Mine.
But like everyone
not
else's,
mine.
For sure.
No, especially not around my baby. but, you know, I could easily see maybe Victoria wanting to be involved too, because it's also like it's also her kid getting married.
Yeah.
But,
and I can see the bride being like, your mom is not doing this. This is my wedding.
Yeah, your
I
mom.
Totally
and I
it.
Can, you know, can I see Victoria grinding on her son during a first dance?
No.
I don't see that. Maybe she did dance. Like, I don't really know. But some of the stuff doesn't, like, the math doesn't math in his statement, which is, like, especially the stuff about she cried after the first dance and she just, like, I think he said that, like, she never came back from the wedding. That's why they ended up doing, like, a vow renewal and only her family came to that. His family wasn't invited because she wanted better memories of, like, her wedding day. But also, like, her wedding was documented in Vogue. So they got a lot of pictures in Vogue of her, on
first
the
dance.
Yes. So I'm like, well, if you're crying and you never came back from the wedding or came back to your own wedding, how did you get a full spread in Vogue of like all these pictures of your wedding?
And they were like, this is when the first dance was in the beginning. And this is what the song was. And here are the pictures from it. And then the mom comes like at the end. Vogue even says he called his mother up when actually how he describes it in the Instagram stories is Mark Anthony called her up and he didn't even know she was going to get called up. But Vogue is saying he called his mother up himself. So I'm like,
so it's
I don't know. We need a PR person.
I feel like if that, you know, I feel like Vogue is like, you know, we're not all reading Vogue for like it's amazing journalism, but it has been right. around forever. And I feel like they probably would have to put in some sort of retraction or, you know, sure. like there just hasn't been that from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
that's
just
interesting. I didn't think about that either. Yeah, because yeah. everyone is talking about it and they weren't like,
but
sorry,
it,
we
yeah,
got it wrong.
This was like, this mm-hmm. wasn't a major publication. Like also Condé Nast is just the biggest, like, you know,
yeah.
magazine. They so it's, you know, it is weird. I have personally been to weddings where like the mother son dance is kind of silly, like they're not just like,
yeah, like
you know,
they do some sort of like,
and so I feel maybe that Victoria probably like they did do something silly and mm-hmm. maybe Brooklyn didn't maybe express everything that was gonna happen with Nicola mm. and maybe it made
thinking.
Her uncomfortable.
Maybe she
yeah,
didn't
I don't think
know,
I don't think she hijacked their first. Yeah.
I don't think so either.
I feel like he didn't say because he was probably for a while trying to toe the line between the two mm-hmm. women.
And then allegedly it was like they were dancing to salsa music and halfway through they called up his dad and his sister who also came and they were dancing with them. So I'm like, this doesn't sound like some weird intimate grinding, like,
no, it sounds like their family, like, I mean, it's just like,
sounds like
I
fun.
Don't, yeah, it sounds
yeah.
like a fun wedding.
Me.
Honestly, it
sounds
like a fun
really
wedding.
Like, Nicola's beef is with Mark Anthony for saying, and now the most beautiful woman
said.
In the room, which,
yeah.
like,
right.
Victoria didn't tell him to say
yeah,
that.
Right. That's
like,
what I said.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. reminded me of when I first started dating my now husband, John. And he had also just gotten a new chihuahua. She's still with us. And he looked at her, you know, like one of our first dates. I was at his apartment. He goes, "You're the most beautiful girl in the world." And he was looking, and I was like, oh, and he was talking to the dog.
My husband Uh-oh. Does that all the time yeah. to our dog, Stella.
John, like, don't cut yes. that. I want people to know. Also, I know
yeah, John.
Thanks, dirty John.
Your other wife, you dirty
My
John.
Husband did the same thing when we met. He was like, telling my dog, like, "I love you. I love you so much." And I'm like,
what's going on?
We've been together yeah. for like months.
And then all the same guys say, "I don't like bitches."
Right?
You know the truth. You do. You actually
you do.
But speaking of that, I have also heard that Nicola's not the nicest.
Yeah. I mean, also, you know, like that celebrity hairstylist, I'm calling everyone Jason now.
John.
Justin Anderson had come out yeah. and said that he had
yeah.
a terrible experience
Kristen
with her.
Cavallari's
and that she lied
BFF.
About him,
yeah.
supposedly. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, the evidence is stacking up.
Yeah. No, it is weird because also it's like, okay, there's always all the stuff of kind of with the wedding. This was like several years ago, but it's just sort of all been lingering for a while. But then we would see them at, you know, at Victoria's fashion shows in Paris. And then there was also, I think, one of those fashion shows was like famous like footage of
yeah.
like Nicola just had her back to Victoria the whole time while Brooklyn was
yep.
talking to Victoria. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, that's kind of weird.
Because see, it seems like the beef more is Nicola with Victoria and
yes.
not anything
and
else.
Doesn't, yeah, because the other kids mm-hmm. are also like, they
Cruise
just feel so differently.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. It's all very juicy. Also because the Beckhams all have a ton of tattoos and you just did a TikTok, mm-hmm. Erica, about, there's a story. I feel like it came out this week. Like,
yeah,
Brooklyn.
It was like a couple days ago.
Yeah. He had a tattoo like that said
her grandmother's name.
No, it says,
oh, no,
well,
I didn't
he had
even
his
see that.
One for dad.
It said dad and it was an anchor.
Yeah. And he's covered it up.
And he yeah. and had like a banner and it said dad and he just covered the letters D-A-D.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
supposedly, and I couldn't confirm it, so I didn't want to put it on a TikTok. There was another Daily Mail article that said he had like something for his mom on his chest and he also covered that up.
Oh my God. Almost.
But I couldn't find pictures, so I was like, I don't want to say unless I can
find the evidence.
You know?
Yeah. It's like a modern day, like when Johnny Depp, to bring it back to the 90s again, girls.
Wino Forever,
he had Winona yeah. tattooed.
Or to bring it to the 2000s, mm-hmm. Instead of Kimberly Stewart, she was dating that guy Cisco. She got Daddy's Little Girl Loves Cisco. And then she got it changed to Daddy's Little Girl Loves Disco.
Oh my God.
That's a Perez Hilton deep cut.
Somebody always brings up Kimberly. I don't know if it was the last time we talked. We brought
yes.
Kimberly.
I was like, isn't it? Yeah, we did try
it's
to. Like,
a throwback.
For people yeah. that are confused, like, we did not, we were not able to release the last episode. It was insane, but mm-hmm. we had audio issues. And we were talking about Benicio del Toro is nominated for an mm-hmm. Oscar this year. And I mm-hmm. said, isn't it weird that he has a child with Kimberly Stewart?
Oh, he's got a child.
Yeah. They have a child who's like, I think, mm-hmm. like, 11 or something.
I know. I was about to say, they're probably even older.
Yeah.
Yeah. 6 degrees of Kimberly Stewart. All conversations lead back.
Yeah. She was supposed to be the one. It wasn't supposed to be Nicole on The Simple Life. It was supposed to be Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my sliding doors. What if Kimberly Stewart had
been
on?
Ooh, another modern reference.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Bye, Lauren. Lauren has
Bye,
to go. Sorry,
Bye, Lauren.
These girls are having a break.
Okay. And now we're back with Erica. Lauren had to leave, although she did leave her camera on.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice.
So maybe we fix that, too. But yeah, thank you so much for doing the show. I'm just like, I feel like I could talk to you all day, really. I'm just like, what?
I know. I have a lot of fun with you guys.
I know. I'm like, what else have we not touched on? I feel like bad that we made you talk so much about like the 90s. But
oh, no, that's fine. I made a video not long ago, like I think a week ago, about Fear. Do you remember the movie Fear? Yes, exactly. And how like that just like made everyone love toxic men.
Oh my God, it did. Went out the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, the Ferris wheel.
Oh my God. Who was that? Who was the girl? Was that
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
I think he fingers her.
Yeah.
He does. And she, like, many years later came out and said, like, that was a scene that they never told her about and wasn't in the script. And when they went to do it, she didn't want to do it. And she asked for a stunt double and they told her no.
Oh my God. It's just like Brooklyn's Wedding.
It is.
They just sprung it on her. Yeah. Reese, it was Nicola and she didn't know. The thing too is like I've seen like the David Beckham documentary that was like on Netflix.
Me too.
And then also like she just had one too, Victoria. She also just seems like such like a kind of like buttoned up, like I'm sure she like lets her hair down and stuff, but she also talks about like in her family said like she's eaten the same thing for dinner for like 30 years. She's super regimented. I don't see her going so rogue at her son's wedding with so many people that are like well known and powerful. Also Vogue being there, like
I know.
Like Vogue, like being
right?
there,
no, and
where
like,
she's
she knows
like
Vogue.
I'm going it's to like... be sexual with my son.
We've seen her dance plenty of times. She's not like the best dancer.
Yeah, we've never seen her even like with the Spice Girls. Like I was never like, God, she's the performer here.
Yeah,
you know,
like never. She's,
yeah, no, it's just not like. Again, we don't know like the inner workings of everybody who
of
is
course.
Famous, but it just.
Well, I was wondering if that was like part of why they aren't getting along is maybe she's got this like very like UK prim proper like
Victoria.
Demeanor.
Yeah.
And maybe they saw her and she came in and she's not like that at
she's
all.
Not
she's
like
American.
That.
And they were just like, this is not the girl.
Oh, kind of what the royal family did to
Meghan. Like a similar vibe. But maybe not necessarily like being super mean to her or anything, but just kind of like, oh, like when she would do stuff, you know?
Yeah. it is weird. But I've also like, you know, she had that, I guess Nicola directed a movie a few years ago.
Yes.
Like Lola.
Yeah, and her brother played like her love interest, I'm pretty sure.
Something
like, I could
weird.
Be wrong about
but
that.
But like
weird.
All of the Beckhams were at that premiere.
Yeah.
So it's like,
they were.
I feel like
they do everything together.
They do everything together.
That's part of it.
I do feel like, at least publicly, they've tried being supportive. And, you know, like maybe privately, there is a lot of snark there. Maybe they are like, she's not a great daughter-in-law, whatever it may be.
Right.
I also feel like that's pretty common in a lot of like...
Totally. It's like when people mesh families, it's messy. It's messy as hell.
What I've kind of read about it too is like they feel like maybe Brooklyn's a little directionless. You know, he's like kind of hopped from like a few different types of careers and like it's not like she's like in a million things. She's just kind of wealthy. And so, so it's kind of like...
Mm-hmm. Well,
they
and then there was like
it.
That rumor that her father like purchased them a home and then made some sort of
Did you see
comment.
About her? Did you see the story that was just out about her allowance? Maybe it was in Page Six.
Yes, I saw that. Which
she gets
she
$1 million.
True. So they made a statement that said it wasn't true, but like supposedly she gets like what, $1 million a month?
$1 million a month.
They said that the father was overheard saying that he gives her $1 million a month or something. And
oh my God. I think I also have a meeting right now. Holy shit. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Erica, thank you so much for coming. Sorry, it was a little chaotic at the end.
No, you're
where
good.
Can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Erica Mags, or you can find me on TikTok at Erica_Mags. And I'm also on YouTube at The Real Erica Mags.
Yay. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.